Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about cattle on feed numbers from this last Friday in just a moment.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
Less than 10 million cattle being fed right now in our major feeding states, so says the latest USDA cattle on feed set of numbers. 9.8 million head of cattle on feed. That's down 1% September this year compared to September 1 of a year ago. Placements and marketing's down. Tom Leffler talked with our own Leslie Smith about the numbers after they came out Friday afternoon.
Looking at the numbers, September on feed came in at 99%. They was looking for an average estimate of 99.1%. This means that we have on feed 9.799 million head of cattle. This is 5.9% below the three-year average. Nebraska saw an increase of 2% over a year ago. Texas was 1% more, and Kansas was down 2% versus a year ago. This was the lowest September on feed since 1999. It is the second time this year of our on feed being below 10 million head, and only the third time in the past 48 months of being below 10 million head. Now, looking at the placement number, August placements came in at 97%. This was 1 point higher than what the trade was looking for an average estimate of 96%. This means that we placed 1.72 million head of cattle. This is 17.4% lower than the five-year average. This is the lowest August placement since 1996. The August placements were 10.3% higher than what we saw over the July placements. Now, Texas was down 7% on their placements, Nebraska down 3%, and Kansas was up 8% versus a year ago. Now, the weight breakdown of the placements under 600-pound category was 1.2% more, 600 to 699-pound category, 14.4% less, 7 to 799 category, down 7.1%, and 800-plus category had an increase of 3.3%.
As for the marketings in this latest cattle on feed report,
the August marketings came in at 90% of a year ago. The estimate was for 90.4%. This means that we killed 1.692 million head of cattle. This is 13.7% below the three-year average. This is the lowest August marketing number since 1996. Texas saw a drop of 15% versus a year ago. Kansas was down 12%, but Nebraska was up 5% on their marketing compared to a year ago.
Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, who does not see a lot of impact from this particular report when we start trading our agricultural futures, our cattle futures anyway, on Monday morning. He indicates that the numbers mostly in line with what the trade was anticipating. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 17th annual Pollard Farms Production Sale, Saturday, September 27th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some 148 head will sell as 96 Angus lots. The sale includes donor dams and elite matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall pairs and heavy breads, also spring pairs and bred females. For more information, call Pollard Farms at 580-1464 or go to the website at pollardfarms.com. That's 580-758-1464 or pollardfarms.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.